Welcome back to Pack Mentality. I'm Matt Banwart. My wife, Caitlin, and I own Red Wolf CrossFit in Huntington Beach, California. And we started this podcast with one goal in mind, and that was to make fitness education accessible, engaging, and effective for everyone. Today, I'm going to talk to you about why I think you should stop being consistent. And I know this sounds kind of contrarian, given that I'm in the fitness business and there's a lot of buzzwords around consistency. And at the end of the day, you know you need to be consistent. But I want to address something that's been on my mind recently, and I see this a lot on social media where the gurus or influencers will always tell people to be consistent. And, you know, it's annoying to me because no one is clearly defining the term or operationalizing it or actually giving a framework on how to actually be consistent. And the words we use matter. So whenever I use a term like consistency, I want to be able to operationalize that. And, you know, but what does that even mean? And it means to make it clear and easy to understand by explaining how you can see or measure it in real life. So in other words, how can we actually make this a measurable thing? How can we make consistency something that we can actually have some sort of a key performance indicator for? So for example, is like, if we want to understand what being healthy actually means, like, cause you know, who doesn't want to be healthy? You know, we can make that clearer by just simply saying it means eating fruits and vegetables, lean protein, exercising every day, and sleeping well at night. And we know someone is healthy if they do these things. And I think that a lot of you are making one big massive mistake, and it's that you think that consistency alone will get you to your goals. And I had a member come to me last week, and they told me, they go, Matt, you know, I've been consistent, but I'm not seeing results. And I asked them, like, well, what are you being consistent at? And then they simply reply with, you know, I've been working out a lot and I've been eating clean. And I said, okay, so how many times have you worked out in the last 30 days? And they said, oh, a lot. And I was like, okay, specifically how many times in the last 30 days? And they said about 6 to 8 times. And so again, I came back and I was like, okay, well, that's good. So how many days off did you take between those 6 to 8 times? And they said, about 2 to 3 days. But then they kind of rebutted me and said, well, you know, but I have been following the meal plan you gave me. And I was like, okay. So the meal plan calls for 3 meals a day that I wrote for you and 2 shakes a day. Out of how many of those days, in the last 7 days specifically, have you had absolute perfect days? And they said, 4. And they had to really think about it. So, and I did some quick math. And so what we know is that they're at about, out of 100% for meals, they were actually at about a 57% out of 100 for actually hitting what the meal goal was. And they were at roughly, maybe probably like a 26 to 40%, maybe 30% on their workouts, you know, not factoring in rest days. And so I was like, okay, now looking at these percentages of what your goal being 100% on 2 of these things, and you're at a 57 and a 26%, are you being consistent? And then they said, no. So I was able to frame it that way, or able to break it down for them by asking them very simple and yet specific questions on where they were at. And we were able to put a game plan together to actually help them move them forward. And they are doing a lot better this week. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's really important because the questions that you ask yourself dictate the problems that you solve. And I'll say that again. The questions that you ask yourself dictate the problems that you solve. So you have to get specific. And I'm going to go ahead and define what consistency actually means. This is from the Cambridge Dictionary. It says, the quality of always behaving or performing in a similar way, or of always happening in a similar way. So for example, they won a few games this season, but they lack consistency. I think we all understand that one. And it's important to show some consistency in your work. That was another example that the dictionary gave. And in our context, it'd be like, you know, you have to be consistent in your workouts and your nutrition to get fit and healthy. So really, to summarize the term in one sentence, is consistency simply means just doing the same thing over and over again. But just because you're doing the same thing a lot doesn't mean it's actually good for you. So for example, and this is a very extreme example, I know you guys aren't stupid, but if you eat candy every day, you are being consistent, but it's not being healthy. If you stay up late every night watching TV, you are being consistent, but it's not good for your sleep. And I think we all know that one. Those are extreme examples. But something more like this, where it's a little bit more subtle, would be, for example, if you are working on your pull-ups, and if you practice your pull-ups every day, and you practice your pull-ups the wrong way every day, you are being consistent at practicing your pull-ups, but you're not going to get the outcome that you're looking for. And, you know, you need to practice the right way in order to get better. So now that we've defined what consistency actually is and what the term is, there's a better word that we can use for this that actually gives us a specific framework to actually achieve the success that we're looking for. And I have the answer, and the answer is cadence. Now, I love this word because it operationalizes the word consistency, because they kind of go hand in hand, but it's a little bit more specific. And I'll go and define the term right here. This is actually from Webster's Dictionary, and it says the beat, time, or measure of rhythmical motion or activity. So, for example, the examples they have here is the drill sergeant counted cadence, the steady cadence of the drum. So, you know, very musical. And or a rhythmic sequence or a flow of sounds and language, or the grand cadence of his poetry. So, you know, music is music, or things like that are very heavily in cadenced. And a regular and repeated pattern of activity, very similar to consistency. And now, so now that we kind of have an idea of what cadence is, how do we apply this to fitness? And when you look at it, where it's mostly defined from musical terms, so it's, you know, for example, I can play the right note, but if I play at the wrong time, the wrong way, for the wrong amount of time, it's going to sound like trash. It's going to sound terrible. So even though I'm playing the right note, it's going to be completely off and no one's going to understand it. It's going to be just a random thing in there. And the same thing can apply to our fitness and our health. And so let's kind of break down cadence similar to consistency, but let's break this down in a little bit more detail. So here's the deal, is that you're already being consistent. You know, just listening to this podcast right now, we're about 7 minutes in, so you're consistent at just listening to me talk. Lovely. Thank you for listening. And you can be consistently doing the wrong things as well, kind of like the pull-up example. And so the words we use matter. So that's why I opt to like to use the word cadence. And it can be summed up into this. It's just doing the right things the right way at the right time for the right amount of time. And I'll say that one more time just so you kind of get it. Cadence is doing the right things the right way at the right time for the right amount of time. So let's kind of go into doing the right things. Okay, so this is great because it kind of lays a foundation for us. So what is the right things when it comes to nutrition, exercises, or working out? How does this relate to fitness? Well, first off, doing the right thing. So eating the right food, okay? So this is where it all starts. Now, you can eat the right food, but you can eat it at the wrong time, and you can do things the wrong way, but we'll get into that in a second. And same thing with exercises and just working out in general. So you have to have the high-impact nutrition. So what are the foods that will agree with me the most, that will actually move me closer to my goals? And this one's actually kind of easy. I think we all know this. So this one is like, you know, lean protein, fruits, vegetables, high-protein dairy, and, you know, most seafoods within reason. And then for exercises, we know that the right exercises, you know, our multi-joint movements will give us the biggest bang for our buck. So like squat, deadlift, bench, pull-ups, CrossFit in general. We know CrossFit's effective because the exercises they use give us the most amount of results for the least amount of time spent in the gym. So our return on investment is a lot better. So, and you can mess this up by simply doing the wrong exercises or doing, you know, eating the wrong things. But I think if you're listening to this now, you already have kind of somewhat of a cadence, love it, cadence to what you're already doing in terms of doing the right things. And I think most of you already are doing the right things. And most of us already know what the right things are. It's just a matter of holding ourselves accountable to actually following through and doing them. Now I'm going to move on to doing it the right way. Now we're getting a little more detailed. So now we have our foundation, which is doing the right things and doing it the right way. So I can eat the right things, but I can do it the wrong way. So for example, if I eat only vegetables, great. That's not that bad. But I'm kind of doing it the wrong way because what about, you know, adding in some lean protein, or what about adding in some seafood or some fruits or other to balance out my diet? And same thing, we can get even more specific, which is macros. So we can get down to, you know, what ratio of percentage am I doing for protein, carbs, and fat? And then same thing with exercises. Now, this is where coaching really comes into play, because you can do, just like with the pull-up example, you can do a pull-up, which is the right exercise, but you can do a pull-up the wrong way. And I've seen every wrong way to do a pull-up. I'm not going to get into that. But, you know, you can do a deadlift wrong, you can do a squat wrong, you can do a bench press wrong, you can do any exercise, you can get messed up. So you have to do the exercise the right way in order for it to be effective, and that goes without saying. And, you know, again, I think that's kind of building off something that we already know, but I think that more often than not, we need reminders more than we need actual knowledge. Most of us know this stuff, but, you know, I'm one of those people where it's like, I know what to do. I just need to be constantly reminded, and then until it's embedded in my brain to where it's so habitual to where I don't even have to think about it. And now we're going to get into doing it at the right time. So this is really important, because this is crucial, because doing it at the right time, like, for example, if we're going to use like meal timing for, I think is a good example for this. So if I cram all my meals in at the end of the day and I don't eat anything at the top half of the day, and I only eat a huge dinner, but let's say I eat all my calories, I eat all my macros, and I do the right things the right way, but I do it at the wrong time, you know, my workouts aren't going to be as effective because I have no energy at that front half of the day. So I'm just binge eating at the end of the day. And I know that's an extreme example, but another example is, for example, doing exercises at the wrong time. So let's say you're doing a set of bench press and then you rest 20 minutes between sets, or you get stuck on your phone, you rest 5 minutes. Then guess what? The next set or the muscle growth is not going to be as effective, because guess what? That there's too much time in between sets. And this is really easy to get messed up, because at the end of the day, that what happens is that if you don't get the timing down right, or, you know, your intervals down right, or if you don't, it's not going to be nearly as effective, and then you're going to push off the results. And at the end of the day, if you can do it at the right time, and you can get everything dialed in at that cadence, then you will obviously yield better results. And I'm going to move on to the final one, which kind of coincides with this, but in my opinion, this is the most important one about cadence, which is doing it for the right amount of time. So this is, now we've kind of gradually got more and more specific. So now if we're going to talk about the right amount of time, that this is could be enough time under tension for each lift. And that's extremely important, because without time under tension, you're not going to get as much muscle growth, or you're not going to get as strong. And, you know, most people's goal is to get stronger, or to add some tone, or to add some size. Also, the right amount of time. So it's like, how many times are you training each muscle group? If you're only training each muscle group one time a month, you're not going to see any progress whatsoever. You need to be training each muscle group at least twice per week at the minimum. And with that muscle group, are you hitting it 10 to 20 sets per week at the minimum? Ideally, we'd actually even get more, but 10 to 20 sets is generally the minimum for either per muscle group, if you're training for a specific muscle or exercise in general, or like if you're going to get better at pull-ups, you have to do at least 10 to 20 set hard sets of pull-ups, and then we'll get into reps later. And also, are you accumulating about 75 minutes of hard aerobic work every week, with the goal of actually hitting about 150 minutes of zone 2 work per week? And are you sticking with your meals for the right amount of time? For example, if you get a custom meal plan from me and you only follow it for 3 days or a week, and you don't follow it for the full 28 days, guess what? That you're not going to see results, because you didn't do the meal plan for the right amount of time, regardless if you did it perfectly for those first 7 days. And so you can see how the right amount of time is actually one of the more specific ones. I think this is the one that's most helpful for everyone listening, because we all know that fitness is something that actually takes a long time to achieve. And fitness is a very low trust industry. And the reason being is because a lot of fitness professionals, gyms, or whatever, they usually cater to what people want, which is not necessarily a bad thing, but your average person wants to see results in 7 days or a month or 28 days. That's why you see these 4 to 6 week challenges, or you also see these fad diets, which are just like, hey, let's just blast you for 4 to 6 weeks or 90 days. And then, you know, it will be effective, but guess what? You're gonna backtrack, and you're gonna have to do this all over again, as if fitness is a finite thing. And kind of circling it all back around, is that doing the right things the right way at the right time for the right amount of time. The right amount of time is for the rest of your life. That's just the harsh truth. And you know, I know a lot of people don't want to hear that. And it's just something that, you know, you're never going to win at it. You're never going to be so fit to the point where you're like, I am done exercising. I will never have to work out again because I am so fit. Even when I was at my apex of fitness, when I was competing, you know, I went to regionals 3 times. I've won several local competitions back in the day. And even then, though, I was like, man, I am not fit enough. I need to keep training. I need to get further. I haven't even made, you know, I haven't even placed top 10 at regionals. And if I don't place top 10 at regionals, then I won't ever have a shot at getting into the CrossFit Games. So I can tell you just from my experience, that it doesn't matter how fit you get, that you're always going to be pursuing more. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. You just have to accept that as a part of your fitness journey, that it will never end. It's a journey without an end date. And this is exactly why having a coach is so important, because, I mean, at the end, yeah, I mean, yeah, we help you correct form and mechanics, and we help you adjust your intensity in the workouts. We give you all different options on how to modify and how to scale. We adjust volume, intensity, frequency, and volume, and we help you with your lifestyle habits. I mean, all that stuff is great. But most importantly, we help you do the right things the right way at the right time for the right amount of time. Keyword being the right amount of time. And when you get all those things dialed in, you are going to see results so much faster. And I think a lot of people try and figure all this stuff out on their own, when really you're going to save so much time, effort, and sacrifice by just simply talking to a coach and getting some cadence from them, because we've all done it. And there's so many variables when it comes to fitness that if you don't get these things dialed in very well, that you're going to be expanding that time horizon for so long to the point where it's going to be really frustrating. It's going to be a very frustrating journey. And that's why people give up so easily. It's because a lot of times people are doing the right things. I would say the majority of people these days with the information out there are actually doing the right things. But guess what? They're not doing it the right way at the right time for the right amount of time. So that's my spiel for you on cadence over consistency. So use that as a framework and always think of it like, break it down in your mind. Be like, am I doing the right things the right way at the right time for the right amount of time? And the answer, and if you don't know, then definitely talk to a coach. And I'm going to end with this. This is something that one of my mentors told me. I'm just going to read it off here because this was really helpful for me, and I really hope this helps you and benefits you. And one of my mentors told me this recently. He said, Matt, because I was being kind of grouchy and kind of just kind of whining to him. And he said, you know, Matt, the degree which a person can grow is directly proportional to the amount of truth they can accept about themselves without running away. And I know that's kind of a mouthful, so I'm going to say that one more time for you. He said that the degree which a person can grow is directly proportional to the amount of truth they can accept about themselves without running away. So that's how I kind of approach coaching, is that I try to tell the truth. I try not to hold back. There's been so many times where I haven't, and I tried to spare the person's feelings, and it didn't serve them. And so at the end of the day, that's what I'm here to do. And that's what I want to do, is I want to be able to pass along my knowledge to everyone else and have it out there. So that way, hopefully, I mean, even if it helps one person, that's a mission accomplished. So real quick, everybody, if this was helpful, do me a favor and please share it with a friend, because I'm not looking to be an influencer. I'm not looking to be a big personal brand. I'm not looking to be huge on the internet or sell online training programs. I simply want to keep giving this stuff away for free. I don't plan on trying to monetize this in any way, but I do get highly motivated when I see the podcast is growing, or it makes me feel really good when you guys come up to me in person. You tell me, hey, I listened to your podcast. It was really helpful. I liked X, Y, and Z. Even if you have negative criticism, it's actually helpful, because that means, okay, great, I can make some changes. So even if you have critiques for me, I would definitely love to hear it, because I'm always trying to get better and I'm always trying to help. And that's all I want to do at the end of the day. So if you would do me a favor and share it with a friend, leave me a review. It takes 2 seconds. That would be extremely helpful to me, and that would mean a ton to me, and that would keep me motivated to keep making content just like this. Well, time for my sign off. Thank you so much for listening. If this was helpful, please leave me a review so that way I know to make more content just like this, or just tell me in person. Don't forget to follow us on social media at Red Wolf CrossFit, and please send me content suggestions there. I'd love to talk about more stuff with you. Until next time, good luck, have fun. Nailed it.